Hello there.
Hello.
Hello there.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
I
didn't see you there either. Sorry. I must have just missed you there.
How bloody rude.
Wow. How are we all doing?
Very good. Very good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Everything seems to be...
Oh, amazing. Well, yeah, welcome to All Right Shears.
Welcome to
the podcast where we answer your dying questions that you feel need to be answered. And we provide many quality comments and goodness into the world.
Many tangents. Like a bloody math lesson.
But tangents in a good way, not in a tangents in a way that you think, I have no bloody idea what's going on. Well, to be fair, that is probably what's going to happen this episode too.
This isn't just a maths lesson. No,
thankfully.
Thankfully.
No. But hopefully you will learn something. I know that we all will.
Fuck off, that won't happen. If you learn something from this, you need help.
You need professional help. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to...
Well, maybe it's a sign that we're just fantastic teachers.
Maybe. Maybe we're in the wrong professions.
Maybe we are in the front. Well, to be fair, but this is giving us an opportunity to teach the masses. Okay. You come here for some quality learning.
That's why you're here, for some quality learning.
Yeah. Because this is a teaching podcast.
Adding a bit of structure to this episode, we'll start with some opening anecdotes to get the ball rolling. Just so there's no awkward silences. Obviously, we're quite nervous about talking to each other.
We can introduce ourselves.
Oh yeah, for all the listeners that haven't.
That's true. No one knows.
No one knows who we are.
We could be anyone.
We could be anyone.
I could be called Muzza.
I'm called Muzza.
No, I'm Muzza.
No, I'm Spartacus.
No, I'm Andy. Nice to meet you all.
I thought you were Muzza.
No, I see. I thought, there's no point trying to hide my true identity. So, for the sake
come
of
and
me,
rob me.
Steal my identity. Have my life.
Rodney's a great name. I do wish I was called Rodney.
Rodney?
Good Rodders. Big Rod.
Yeah. I don't think you'd be called Big Rod. We've got Andy. I'm obviously called Lewis. You already know that. And
that leaves me with Jacob.
There you go.
The last one. The bottom, the dregs.
Saving the best till last. Some would agree.
Well, two ends of the same stick. So
back to the structure. Obviously, like, that's completely fucked.
Yeah.
Some opening anecdotes. Anything interesting? Any? What have I missed? Go on.
This is the. What do you think of this? Segment.
This is the what do you think of this anecdote slash thing slash what do you think of this?
We got any,
what do you think of this?
Anecdotes? Any factoids?
I wouldn't say it's a factoid, more of a not realization, appreciation, let's say. Like having a little walk through the woods today, realized bloody love a bit of nature. Bloody love.
Do you?
Like being in the woods.
How was the woods? Who did you go on the walk with?
Oh, two absolute muggins.
Oh.
Who, yes.
They sound like twats.
They do sound like twats. Muzza and Lewis, I think were their names.
As we get older,
I went on a walk today and I realised I hate nature. So...
It's very unfortunate for you.
Yeah.
Did you hate the entire walk?
Oh, I hate the whole fucking thing. Two ends of the same stick, mate.
Sticks? Nice. Nature related. can't get it off the mind.
God, let's turn over a new leaf. Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Nature. Fucking nature.
Fuck the leaf.
Welcome to the nature. All right, nature.
All right. Nature.
What? What do you think of this nature?
David Attenborough should call his shows. What do you think?
What do you think?
Wow, this is nature.
Yeah.
Little anecdote.
Yeah.
I just thought it was quite interesting. Heard it today. As today, 16th of Jan, 2021. Timeless piece of material, this. If the year was as long
good
as a
start.
Day, we'd be an hour into the day. There you go.
Wow. Oh, no.
How time flies. So,
especially when you think about that. If you think about it in that way, how have you spent the first hour of your day?
Mostly crying.
Yeah, crying in bed and really definitely not wanting to get up. That's awfully familiar. That seems how most of my days go, let alone that I run a year.
Oh, it's all lovely this.
Do you have it is all lovely this. Andy, do you have any opening anecdotes for the what do you think of this section? Segment?
I suppose a factoid, not really an anecdote.
Yeah.
I remembered that I learned recently. And it's you know Michelin, the starring system for restaurants.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I sort of assumed like it was, you know, some fancy French magazine that went round and, you know, awarded restaurants.
I know what you're about to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was started in 1900 by Michelin, the tire people, to get people to drive places. They were like, not enough people are buying cars and thereby buying tires. So let's show them all the nice restaurants in France and then they can buy cars and therefore tires. And then now
they could ruddy drive there, the fat bastards.
So this tire company had a mental marketing strategy and it worked. And now everyone thinks, oh.
For argument's sake, though, I wouldn't say it's that successful because whenever you say, oh, a Michelin star restaurant, I don't go, oh, yes, racing tires. That's not, like, that's, really... Yeah.
They've gone the wrong way with that.
It works so well that no one knows that's the company that has done it.
Sir, this restaurant is incredible. Have a tire.
In fact, you can have a full set.
Good little fact.
I suppose it's quite common knowledge these days, but it was something that I only came across recently.
I didn't know that, if I'm honest. Well, with those, what do you think of this segment? We can roll on in to our first question of the day.
You can.
Who wants to go first?
I don't mind. I can do. I started last time, but
yeah, okay. Take the floor. Nice bit.
Go on there. Okay. Got a lot of things to do with space travel going on at the moment.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Elon Musk doing his thing. You know, if you got the chance, to do all the training, go to Mars, would you go? That's what I want to ask.
Okay.
Quite a big choice, really. But
so, are you saying can we go to Mars now? As in, you hop on a plane. Not on a plane.
definitely not Elon Musk.
Easy jet. Not on a plane. Is it? Do you have to stay there? Like, it's you literally get
that's
done.
That's how it's going to be. People are going to go there and they ain't coming back.
Okay. So is your question now, like you literally get dumped, or is it in 2020? Oh God! Or is it in 20 years or so when we can come back?
Oh, it's going to be. I reckon it's going to be in what? Maybe 15. Okay, yeah, call it 15, 20 years. You do all the training. Sorry, yeah, you were way off there.
Okay. Wait, but I don't understand. Wait, so your question is it now, or is it, are you asking?
No, you're not just getting dumped on.
Oh, okay.
You're not just getting dumped on Mars.
Yeah.
You're going to do all the training. You'll be part of the, you know, yeah, part of the program. Send off, say toodaloo to planet Earth, and off you pop.
So would you become like one of the first people on Mars?
Oh yeah, you'd be one of the big names.
Is your question?
You'd be the B-mop, the big man on planet.
Well, okay, yes and no. Yes, because you'd be like one of those Victorian explorers going off into the woods, wouldn't you? I'd be like,
off into the woods. Is that you today?
I want to be an 1800 Victorian explorer in the woods with the bears. But
what is your image of a Victorian man?
You know that the cartoon guy with the massive nose and the big moustache?
Yeah, I actually know who you mean. Yeah.
What is his name? Oh, I'm going to have to look him up. What is Moustache Man? Oh, Moustache Man is going to be some
bringing questions. You all the big questions. What is Moustache Man?
But you know him, he's like, he's got shorts and he's got that like bell hat. That's in my head. Oh, I can't, I've got to Moustache Man the Cartoon Explorer. It's not. Oh, yes. Nigel Thornberry. Yeah.
Nigel Thornberry.
Yeah. He's like, If you type in Nigel Thornberry and that isn't what you think a Victorian man looks like, that's what all Victorian explorers look like.
So are you wanting to be a Victorian man going up into space?
Well, no, okay, so no.
Nigel Thornberry from the Rugrats. Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. That was my kind of foundation. I think, because they just went off into the woods, didn't they? And they were like, I've seen some absolute tat. You should see what these eyes have seen. And you could say that about Mars, but you'd have, I think, in reality, going to Mars would be a bit tat, because it literally looks orange and dusty. I hate sand and it's coarse and it gets everywhere.
Getting your sandals.
Yeah.
But you would go where no one has ever been before. You would be like a pioneer in humankind.
Yeah.
You could walk anywhere and you'd be like, no one's done that.
So I get it. Relatively, oh my God, amazing. Get the chance to go to Mars. Objectively, being think, like, on Mars might be shit.
When it comes down to it, the actual experience,
yeah, yeah,
people would be
kind of like watching 2012, the film. Exciting to watch, but would be a bit shit if you were actually in it.
Yeah, and imagine if you'd spent so long getting to Mars with these same people, and you're on the ship, and you're like, "Fuck me, I just want to get off and talk to some other people." And then you get there, and they're still the only people there that you can talk to.
Yeah. You're like, oh, fucking hell, Terry's really grinding my gears today.
Toady! Yeah. Exactly.
What's
your final answer?
What is my final answer?
You could go down in the history books.
You could go down in the history
and books. And you still have, you know, you still have another 15 years of this planet.
Yeah.
But it depends whether, you know, you'll get bored by the time you're 40, you'd be like, no, fucking hell, I'm off.
I would also argue that I'd go if I was borderline retired. Because once you're retired, depending on...
because your job would now be it would be an astronaut.
Yeah,
that would be your job.
Yeah, well,
and you're not going to Mars to retire. This isn't a bloody residential home that you're going to be sent to.
Yeah, but
this
you could have a fulfilling, like a very fulfilling life here, and then be shipped off
Off your pot, yeah. Fuck off to
because
Mars.
Then you have the best of both worlds, don't you? You have a fruitful career here. That rhymes. Tip of the spear.
Oh, dear.
Top smear. And then you get chipped off, and you could... I say that would be my answer. Yes. If A, I'm old as tits, and B, Mars isn't that shit. There you are.
Well, you're going to be the one to find out, aren't
yeah.
you? You'll be the first player.
Imagine if you got there and it was absolute pants, though. You got there and it's like...
Yeah, so there's, you know, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. You could step onto Mars and say, well, this is a bit shit.
I'm off.
Fucking hell, there's sand in my fucking sandals.
His sandals. Four, so it's a bit cold around my shore.
And Terry's really pissing me off.
Yeah. Oh dear. Right.
Andy, any any developments on that?
I would go for it. I would no hesitation, do it.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. I think the sacrifices that you'd make in, like, you know, not living on Earth, you know, not experiencing all the fun things on Earth would be worth it. Yeah.
And you still, yeah, you've still got another 15, 20 years here. So
exactly. You can do all the fun things here and then bugger off.
I don't think you could just do all the fun things in 15 years. I don't think people get born and go, right, I've got fun things, and then it finishes.
Yeah, but then you know, it's obviously very subjective.
Yeah. What would your answer be?
I don't think I would.
Oh! We had a nice spectrum.
Adding a bit of controversy, we love that.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be a bit, you know, it's quite a big decision. Maybe I'd regret it.
You wouldn't go because it's quite a big decision.
And I don't like making big decisions. But maybe I'd get there and Andy would be like, or Muzza, sorry, would be, all right, lad, I'm off to Mars. I'll be like, oh, mate. I wish I was doing the same thing. But in my mindset now, I'd say no.
Hmm. Oh, very well.
Nice.
But, you know, I might regret that. Ask me in 20 years.
I thought you'd be like, oh yeah, I'd get bang on that.
Bang on.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it today, obviously. I'm putting a lot of thought into this question.
Good man.
I think it'd be I'd be like, off you pop. I'd watch it, you know, I'd be there, front line. Go on, lad. Go on.
Be one of those big
collect
balloons.
Those rocks.
Yeah. Speaking of watching rocket launches and such,
yeah,
slight tangent. Obviously, maths class, we're allowed a bit of a tangent. Have either of you seen the all gas no brakes video of the rocket launch?
No.
But it's okay. So there was a SpaceX launch in Florida, and. Yeah. Because it's Florida, all the people that go and like watch it are just like mental Americans.
Sweeping generalization. Episode 2.
All of you listening, watch this. It's tremendous. And it's just the funniest thing. And they're all like just mental for rockets. They love it.
Funny that.
That'll be you, Lewis.
That'll be me, front line. I'll be surrounded.
Getting really pissed in Florida watching a rocket launch.
With a tinny, sitting in my camping chair.
Exactly.
Imagine though, that would be funny. If you got on like the moon or Mars or something and then had a tinny and then you'd like fall out of the, I don't know, let's say moon buggy and you'd just bounce around, wouldn't you? Imagine how fun that would be. It would be like on a big extraterrestrial, what those, not bouncy castle. Let's go with bouncy castle. What am I trying to think of?
Mars is a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
Moon.
Monkeys? What?
The moon is made of cheese.
Monkey. What about if it was a different planet? Like,
where? There's nowhere else decent to go. Everywhere else just
You know what? If you had asked me the same question, but it was like another Earth-like planet, I definitely would.
Yeah, but then you just being in like a plane in a space plane for about a million years till I get there.
Yeah, but
you'd be dead by the time you get there.
Nah, you just freeze yourself, wouldn't you? Like in all those films, all those science documentary films.
Yeah. That's how it works.
That is,
it is.
Walt Disney yourself.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Well, he is, isn't he? Yeah. Is that just one of those urban legends, or is he actually frozen?
But I don't know.
Oh my god, it's going to be really funny. He's going to, you know, wake up one day, and I bet he's got, you know, when you watch those films of the like steel production yards.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the really posh old boys who talk like this. Was like, welcome to the steel production.
What are you on about?
You know what I mean? It's you definitely know what I mean if I showed you a video. It's like they all talk like they're on Radio 4, but that's yeah, like how like everyone used to talk. Imagine if Walt Disney gets like shat out of his cryo freezer in about 100 years and he speaks like that and everyone's just turned into roadmen. And he's like, hello.
Shut up, lad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'd just freak out, wouldn't you? Because you'd be like, this is nothing like the world was when I passed away.
Yeah, but surely you died knowing that you'd be frozen. So part of you would expect it.
Did he die knowing that he would be frozen? Or did he die and then someone went, this'll be funny?
Let's
freeze the old boy.
Pranked. That'd be the best prank. Yeah, and then they wake up in 100 years' time and they're like,
what the
Where am I? Like, oh yeah. Your mate, Terry, he froze you. And he's like, oh, bloody hell, Terry. You fucking joker.
To be fair, he's even starting to piss me off, let alone. Terry.
Terrence. Fucking Terry. Yeah, Terry's on Mars now and he fucking froze you.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Terry's a proper shit star, he is.
He's a twat.
That would be quite a good way of doing it. If you just loaded up a load of dead people, froze them, chucked them on a plane to Mars, and then woke them all up and be like, surprise, we've shipped you off to another place.
Oh, fucking hell, Terry, you cracked us all.
Yeah. Well.
Does that call for an all right
I think
cheers?
That might call for an all right cheers. The ding ding.
Ding.
You get the all right.
All right.
Cheers. We actually answered that question. I feel like that might be a first.
Yeah, we did.
It's oh, scary.
Christ. We can't be having too much decorum.
Too much knowledge.
Nice.
So, yeah, who would like to go next?
First user submitted question.
Wow.
I know. Well, so I have a user submitted question from Marianne. Thank you very much, Marianne, for listening. I know you're listening right now. Lovely. Marianne. Thank you. So the question is, and I quite like this one personally. If given the choice, do you prefer a shower or a bath?
I wonder what your answer is.
Well, as the question mark, I feel like I should definitely answer the last. Take the floor.
Go for it, Andy. I want to hear your...
I'm biased. I haven't had a bath in about 5 years. Showers...
That's probably the same amount of time you've had a shower as well, isn't it?
Ah. Well, that's a good joke.
AC.
That is the AC.
Showers are unrivaled. There's nothing better than a shower. They clean
you. There is.
I will say, I have...
Hold him back.
Hold him back, boys. Hold him back.
We'll get get to you in a minute, Jacob. Yeah, don't worry.
Settle down.
Yeah, sorry.
I have been having cold showers, and I must say they're good.
Cold showers in the middle of January.
Yeah.
I must say, Andy, that's fucking
that's
fucking awful.
It's good for you. It's very good for you. The benefits are there.
Are we learning live on air that you are a psychopath?
You're a fucking sadist.
Call me what you want, but I'll be like telekinesising in about 5 years. I'll be on a different plane, so
I think, to be fair, with the state of that behaviour, you deserve to be shipped off to Mars. There is no
enjoy your cold showers on Mars. Yeah.
Mars is overrated.
Oh, I'm right. I'll rein it in. Rain
I'll
in.
Be back. I'll be back. Yeah, I'm with Andy on the showers. I haven't had a bath in a long while. Mostly because I'm a bit of a long boy, and I don't generally fit. But a shower's great. You get in, you know, a small amount of time later. I'm not gonna give a designated amount of time because that will open a whole another kettle of fish. But after I can hear myself as well now.
The voice
quite upsetting.
Terrible voice.
Oh God! Shut up, Terry. after a long shower or a short shower, you're clean. You're done. You're not sitting in your own filth in a bath.
But the you're not sitting in your own filth. It's more a luxury, a relaxation,
a relaxing yeah. bowl of filth.
A hot bowl of relaxing filth. But it's not like, how dirty are you ever going to get? I'm not diving into it covered in mud and thinking, nice clean bath.
Well, that's how you end up, so.
Well, covered in mud.
you're bathing and you're washing yourself in the same water that your ass and you're like resting in. It's just grim.
But you can say exactly the same about doing the washing up. You load up.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Because you do. You have a bowl of water you do the washing up with, and then you wash the plates in the same dirty, in quotation marks, bowl of water. Well, and then they're clean.
That's why you have two sinks.
Oh, ooh, sorry, Mister. I can afford two sinks.
Washing yourself in a shallow bath is just like washing yourself in a little muddy puddle because all the filth that you're washing off is now just in your little fucking bowl of soup.
Well, it's my bowl. It's my bowl of soup
and mud,
and I can do with it how I wish. Please. Thanks.
Spat about in it.
Said previously that you will either shower before or after your bath.
No, I think you're mistaking me for someone in our social group, which rhymes with I spy. Yes.
Oh, am I? I thought that was.
I have done if I wash my wetsuit, but that's. Main.
No. Ooh. I like water sports.
No, I don't. I just get in the bath in my wetsuit. Really like to test my. Andy has cold showers, and I have a cold bath in my wetsuit.
I don't know which is worse.
I'm saving the environment with my bathing routine.
It's like baths are like drugs, aren't they? If you only
where's this going?
Like, you don't have to do. No, where am I going with this? It's I retract that. It's moderation. And by drugs, I mean caffeine and alcohol.
Hold on, we're still family.
Like, yes, serotonin.
Moderation is key. If you have a bath a week, you're tidy. David Attenborough won't write you a personalised letter about how crossy it is.
Not a bath every day.
That is inappropriate, like, and not done anymore.
That would be inappropriate.
Because I was told off by the men. The men did say
the men said no. The water police.
Yeah. Yes. I think that comes under the remit of the actual police.
Oh, very good.
Well,
yeah, and Andy completely disagree with the cold shower.
Cold shower, your side, perhaps. Opinion.
It's just nothing worse than sitting in. Sitting. No, most probably sitting crying.
Head in hands. Oh, that's quite sad.
It's quite a sad thought, isn't it, really?
It's brief. You don't stand there for like 10 minutes.
I would hope you don't. Ooh, lovely. This is nice. Like standing in the rain.
I would recommend it to while it's...
No, not while it's this cold. I want to wake up and go, right, I need to feel warm and comforted. Not I want to get in, feel literally attacked, and then be cold all day.
You feel warm and comforted the rest of your life anyway. What's wrong?
So what you're saying is your life is too comfortable. You need to give yourself a little bit
in the shower. The very...
That's the yes.
Yeah, I'd say not a cold shower, but a cooler shower on a hot day when it's like muggy as fuck. That's nice. Because then you just cool me off, Danny.
Cold me up, baby.
But any other time.
On the topic of cold, I was, how do you feel? Imagine this. Imagine the scenes, right? If you had a microwave that did the opposite thing. No, but not
oh
like...
dear. Yeah. I think
hear me out, right? Not like you just put that in the fridge. I mean, like, you go, I'd love a tinny, but it's a bit lukewarm and I can't be asked to wait half an hour for it to get as cold as the fridge. Let me just open the cold morave. And then you put it in, and it gets cold in like 10 seconds.
You could try the freezer.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be quicker.
That's just below the fridge.
Oh, it'd just be yeah. Anyway, maybe that calls for the second AC.
that's a cute
ding ding.
I reckon someone should design something that makes the food cold. Fellas, I think I'm onto something here. You know,
a little mid-segment anecdote. Andy basically has that device when he's eating by leaving all his food to go cold. So you don't even need to watch that.
Which is another... That's probably for another time, really. Just really, I'd like to know the sort of history of that as well. But, you know...
On
we'll
the later
stick that
base.
On the older on the list.
The later bit.
List of shit.
Yeah, that
AC.
That is AC, the second AC of the show. Cheers.
All right.
Cheers, Ed.
Cheers.
Right. That leaves us with a final question of the segment.
So my question is not user submitted. But you can submit your questions if you have them via the link.
Link below.
My question is, during the apocalypse, where would you go to hole up?
See, I have an answer locked and loaded for this. And I'm not sure it's where I'd hold up, but I know exactly where I'd go first. And I've had it prepared since middle school, right? I've got...
the woods. Because I love nature.
So there's two. I've always thought of two options. One, while we were in school, I always thought I'd go to the DT department. Because it's like, I feel like that was when I was younger, that was the easiest access to tools that I had. You could just go to the DT department, build yourself a load of tat, which is funny because I never did. I did graphics. I have no idea how any of the DC tools work. I just know they're there. And then my second option, very honestly, very similar vein, was B&Q. I thought apocalypse, straight to B&Q.
I know. You'd hole up. That's where you'd like, you know, make your camp, or would you just go there at the beginning?
I think it would be a good place to hold up, but I think you'd get rampantly attacked many times. Well, because everyone wants to go to B&Q. Well, actually, that's a sweeping
that's a very sweeping statement.
Because B&Q has... This is turning... Actually, to be fair,
what you're going
to
do
if you want to sponsor this episode, B&Q, you're very welcome to, because I'm about to go in about how sick B&Q is.
Other hardware stores are
otherwise
available.
Sued. We covered that in the first episode.
You have to call it P&Q.
What's after Q?
P&Q.
Great. Piss and shit.
Oh, I'm not going to sponsor you anymore.
Sad. Well, sorry, boys. I tried. It's just sick. You can go to B&Q for all of your hardware needs, can't you? You've got lights, you've got potted plants. Got the old barbecue. Go there for some tiles, and I think they used to be coffee.
When was the last time you went to B&Q?
Yeah, a few years ago.
That's how much you love it. Then.
I'm sorry. I mean, flat land.
Shut up, AC.
Have another sticker. Well, yeah, I have no needs. We're not in an apocalypse, are we?
This is a hypothetical.
Not going to Mars either. I'd take a slightly different route. I'd be thinking more about, I need to fill up my little belly. I'd go sort of out somewhere into the woods.
See?
Not into the woods, out into the into the rural areas. I find a little corner shop. I'd probably have to fight off the zombified shop owner.
Right.
Old Terry. I have to beat him with like a can of beans. And then that's just your little, you can like board that. You've got your food on tap. I'd stay there for a while.
What do you board it with?
Because that's what you need, isn't it? Mm. What are you going to be eating? And with.
See, I, yeah, but I if know, I'm a bit of wood. You.
I'll go pop over to B&Q first.
I think there is like a little cafe in B&Q, though, to answer your what would I eat question. Well, yeah, exactly. You can't. Place, you have no room for manoeuvre, do you? I could do laps. I'll be fit as a fiddle.
But I could just sit in a corner, just eat myself.
You know those sausages. You know when you go to the cinema and those sausages that like fall down the rotatory thing. You could have one, and the last one falls like into you.
What? Sausages that fall down the rotisserie.
I feel like the cinema is the only place that I've seen it. Those like sausage cookers, and they like spin themselves, and they're like lying down. No?
I have no idea what you mean.
No idea. I haven't.
Okay, well, just imagine picture the scene. No, it's like a rotisserie chicken, but for sausages, and they're lying down. But they're not on like a pipe.
So do they?
It's not a skewered sausage. It's on like a little. It's on. It's like I want to say a conveyor belt, but it's like on wheels.
Sausage on wheels.
To be fair, after a few weeks in the corner shop, you'd be a sausage on wheels.
Wait, are you thinking of sort of a little box? There's kind of a plate in the middle that kind of spins around.
I'm not thinking
of
a microwave,
though.
Are you
thinking of a microwave?
No. I know. It's very vivid in my head. I know.
Because that's already been invented, remember?
Cold microwave. No, you definitely recognise it. Leave us a message. Send us a message in if you know what I'm talking about. If you have any idea what I'm talking about.
If you have any fucking clue what this maniac is talking about.
People are definitely going to know what I'm on about. It's... I will find a picture. I will.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers, then.
Andy, any thoughts on your own question?
I think I want to go somewhere like sort of secluded, so not B&Q in the middle of town. I'd probably just load up the car and like I'd probably drive somewhere and then get a boat to like a small uninhabited island. There's one nearby us, actually. We could
Uninhabited island.
It'll get wrecked by squirrels.
Yeah, get wrecked by squirrels. Just feed
okay,
on squirrels
talk me
the
through.
Entire time.
How would you catch a squirrel? With a trap.
With a trap. Nuts.
Oh, I thought you said a truck. I was like, how is the truck going to assist your squirrel catching technique?
You'd got. I don't know. I'm not really.
I'm not Ross Kemp.
I'm not sure Ross Kemp is
ripping apart squirrels with his bare hands.
You mean Ross Kemp? You mean Ray Mears? Ray.
That's it.
Ross Kemp on squirrels.
You're gonna shoot me. You're not gonna fucking shoot me.
It was getting a bit dangerous, so I got out of there.
So you're gonna be Andy's gonna be eating squirrels. Jacob's gonna get a new bathroom.
It'd probably be quite a good time to do it. because if you're thinking, look, if it's the end of the world, you might as well. Ooh, really?
It's not really at the top of your priority.
To be fair, if you are locked inside your gaff the entire time, the best you can do is make it pleasant there. But I agree, starting some non-essential maintenance work is probably not. Yeah.
Yeah,
just go down to DFS
finally.
Everyone else is fighting for their life, and you're just doing
with all this toilet roll that I've hoarded over the last few months.
Oh, Christ!
I think that's an AC. I think that's
I think that is
a huge right. Cheers. You're just going to be very dead. That's what's
well,
going
to happen. To be fair. No, I was going to make a joke.
Right.
yeah.
We can start wrapping it up after that absolute shit show. Any ending anecdotes?
I will just mention, I know I've mentioned it a lot recently. What's this? The 16th of January, 2021. K2 has been vomited. In the viscera. The final, you know, last hurrah of the mountaineering achievements. I think it's notable. It is notable. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's all I've got to say on the matter.
To be fair, it is quite batting, isn't it? That a load of blokes have run up a hill today. And I've in the cold. And I've sat here, watched a film, and thought, what a productive day.
It's basically the same thing.
A very fetching jumper.
That cardigan needs to get in the bit.
I think it was a cardigan.
It's near, folks. If my advice to you, get better friends and don't take the piss out of your cardigan. Cardigang. Get that trending. Hashtag cardigang.
I think we would be very good friends if
trying to save me from myself. Oh, God. I've had an IOP experience. Yourself. Get this cardigan off me.
I would just like to note, I forgot to mention it at the start. This podcast it's not going to talk about COVID or lockdowns or shit like that, because we don't need to hear any more of that at the moment. We're gonna have a lovely time talking about cardigans.
It's gonna be trendy at the end of the week.
All right,
awesome cardigans. Cardigans. AC fans.
Oh my! Any more anecdotes for us?
I think I'm out of ending Andy's anecdotes. No, actually, I'm well impressed. You've got through an entire episode without mentioning golf.
Oh, it's God, the golf segment.
Player number three get dropped by Ralph Lauren as a ambassador for using a homophobic slur.
Wow.
That's bad news.
Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for.
It is.
Because I've running out of bites.
Yeah.
On the internet. there's just not enough storage on the planet to store this absolute shit show.
Thank you for listening.
If it gets any longer.
It's been joyous. Thank you for joining us on this journey of learning, as I said at the beginning. If you have any questions, submit them. The link, we're all ears, and as you can tell, we are happy to chat about quite literally anything. So whatever is in your little mind, send it to us. We'll talk about it. Go on, do it. Go give on. It to me. Do
squeeze
it.
Squeeze it out. Give it to us.
Toodaloo.
Do it.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.